We're speaking with Jonathan Grobert. Jonathan and his family have lived in the Netherlands for over 20 years. He's a journalist, former host of The State We're In on Radio Netherlands. Jonathan, I was just driving over the huge dike system there at the Rhine Delta, where the Rhine hits the Atlantic. Just awe-inspiring what the Dutch have done to build up the levees and so on. And I understand that the Dutch are investing a lot now in anticipation of rising sea levels. Get us up to speed on the impact of global warming on the Netherlands and what the Dutch people are doing in response to it.
Well, I mean, the impact of global warming here hasn't been that strongly felt just yet. So what they're doing right now is anticipatory. I mean, they see the water level rising. This is something the Dutch understand. So what they're doing is they're continuing to invest ever more in their diking system. Let's face it, this is a system that has already existed because of the nature of the Netherlands being, you know, half the country being below sea level. If they didn't dike off the system and have an elaborate series of pumps and canals running basically throughout the entire country, it would have flooded long ago. What they just decided very recently was that they're going to take one of these polders. Polders is a specific Dutch word. It means an area of dry land that used to be underwater, that they have poldered off. That is to say, they cordoned it off and then dried it out, and then they let people go live there. But they're going to take something called a Hedwig polder, and they're just going to flood it. They're going to let it flood. And the idea is to give the land back to the sea so that the sea has space to breathe, as it were, within the country.
It's a huge investment, and it's paid for by Dutch taxes, I would suppose, not European taxes. Is there any discussion in the Netherlands, because Dutch people are famously frugal, is this an important and a necessary investment, or could they be overreacting to the threat of a rising sea level?
There's no discussion about this whatsoever. Huh. Everybody agrees you have to do it.
Now, you've lived in America where you have two parties, and you've lived in Netherlands where you have nine parties or whatever. What do you think works better?
I knew you were going to ask me that. You know what? It's really, really tough. It's really tough. But in the end, I'd have to go with the European system simply because it forces compromise. I mean, when you look at the United States right now, and it hasn't always been this way in the U.S., right?
Right.
I mean, you've had times where Republicans and Democrats got together, even if they didn't do it in Congress, they would do it, you know, over dinner in the canteen or something like that, or in the gym.
Yeah.
They would get the work done. They would compromise. You have no option but to compromise here if you want to get things done. You simply don't have enough people to vote as a bloc, like the situation you have in the Senate. Because you want to get a filibuster-proof majority, you need at least 60 senators.
Right.
60 senators from one party in order to get things pushed through in the United States Senate, which is why next to nothing is getting done right now in the United States Senate. Well, that doesn't happen in most European countries, unless you're in a situation where one small party sees themselves as a kingmaker, as happened last year in the Netherlands, and this happens all the time in places like Italy. They know that if they pull out, they destroy the majority, they abuse that right, pull out, and the government falls, and the next thing you know, you have elections again. That happened here in the Netherlands in 2012, and that could happen in Italy tomorrow.